This is a CKTZ News Update. Decades ago, there was the dump, a place to dispose of anything one couldn't deal with at home beyond the weekly trash pickup. Much has changed, and the Cortez Island Waste Management Center has changed with the times to become an efficient hub for anything regulated as recyclable, as well as solid waste removal. That waste is trucked off the island in containers to a landfill in Courtney on Vancouver Island. Two challenges face the facility. A threefold population increase during summer months overwhelms capacity, with an influx of visiting family, friends, and tourists. Secondly, educating the public on ever-changing rules and categories for recyclables. Cortez Island Waste Management Center manager Brian Feifel has been on hand since 2009. Feifel says, with limited capacity, it's tough dealing with the volume of solid waste.
Well, we're at our peak of what we can handle, and in the summer like that, we're over peak because the trucking companies can't keep up. They just can't. This past summer, they found every depot the same. We were doing triple, not the normal volume, and there just simply isn't enough trucks. The ferries at, 3 to 4 ferry overload on Quadra, it was just an absolute nightmare.
Over time, government recycling efforts have become more detailed. Feifel says the latest change deals with plastics, and educating the public is both challenging and rewarding.
We're having a real hard time getting people to separate their soft plastic from the other flexible packaging, and it can take an employee there hours and hours to just sort. Where people have when they create this, they can have two bags and put one in one bag and one in the other, and it saves hours at our end. So we try and encourage everyone, please do your sorting at home and then just come and use the windows as needed. It gets simple. It seems complicated, but it gets very simple. You got your plastic bags and your overwrap, and then basically everything else is other flexible packaging. Your avocado bags, your bacon, your veggies, your anything with a Ziploc, that's the other new created category. And that is saving. It's taking so much out of landfill. It's unbelievable.
And then there are the conscientious recyclers who present questionable items for consideration.
Baby diapers, women hygiene products, syringes. That's just off the top of my head.
Yeah, I heard basically from one of your employees that the stuff you really don't want to see is anything that has anybody's DNA on it.
Correct. It's like a biohazard, like the needles and that, and razors and that. They're classified as biohazards. We don't want to deal with those. And nor should we, because that building is for clean recycling. Everything presented to that building, whether it be a tin can, a bottle, a plastic container, is to be clean.
Though evolving rules for recycled items means regular adaptation for his staff, Feifel believes there's a net benefit.
All these programs the government created, and private industry created, it's great. Like all these electronics are no longer going in landfill. TVs, toasters, coffee makers, paint cans, light bulbs, all these things we keep out of landfill now. It's great. It's a lot more work, but it's rewarding, and it goes to a separate stream, so it is getting recycled.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.